Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
G'day, legends. Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. We've got our Supercoach draft review from round 7. And to be completely honest with you, I did not want to fucking do this. I got beaten by one of my better mates, the guy that won their comp last year. And he was missing a heap of players and I wasn't. So a bit of a shit fight week, but a good little reminder that absolutely anything can happen in Supercoach and in Supercoach draft as well. You have a look at my team in the first 2 weeks, I was pretty much full strength. Then I lost Marzu, Britt Nikita, my top two out of my three picks. They were gone for 3 weeks. I won all three of those games. Now they're back. I haven't won since. So just a shit fighting on the weekend. You have a look at Stevie's team, who I played. Stevie Hebner of Supercoach Playbook fame. He had Sione Katoa. He had Damien Cook. He had Cam Murray. All these guys that were out and still managed to knock me over. So absolutely anything that can happen. I may have early crowed it during the week a little bit, which is a good little lesson that I refuse to learn, and I will be back to do it again in the future. But let's have a look at our game from the weekend. Stevie scored 813. I scored 701. So at the end of the day, it wasn't even really fucking close, to be honest with you. Got beat by 112 points there, which was a real stinger. I know Steve will be listening to this probably for the third time now, sitting there playing with himself. So shout out to you, Steve, and fuck you. Finished my season last year as well. Knocked me out of a prelim final in heartbreaking circumstances. Went on to win his first premiership. So good work there for Stevie. Let's have a look at our game from the weekend. We opened up with the Melbourne Storm versus the Sydney Roosters, and we're definitely on the back foot early. We made the bed shit decision to VC Daniel Tupu. Thank God it didn't cost me in the end, but he got a 37, did sweet FA, scored 37. When they refuse to kick the ball to you and you get no kick return meters and you don't score a try, I can cop a 37, but I definitely wanted more out of Toops as my VC. Stevie on the other side had Jerome Hughes, who scored the first try and brained it, 73. Good little knock there. And Sean Blore scored a 68. Stevie actually traded. How's this one? He traded a couple of weeks ago, Sean Blore. He got him for Jonah Pezzette. So one of the great fucking absolute fistings of Supercoach draft trade you have ever fucking seen there. Blore's going to be a genuine gun all year. We then had the Dragons game. In this one, I had Zach Lomax. He scored 82. I needed a 5'8 this week. I was sick of relying on an AE, so I ended up going for the great Kyle Flanagan. My thinking here was, because he was the only 5'8 available, I'll grab Flano. In a few weeks' time, Jack Cogger will get dual position. He'll get 5'8, then I'll be sweet. Little did I know that Jack Cogger would get dropped 48 hours later, one of the many things that went wrong for me this weekend. And I looked at Kyle Flanagan all week and I went, you know what? Flano hasn't really had a low score all the year. He's only gone below 40 once. This will be okay. They had a big win and he scored 21, so not ideal. Lomax 82 for Stevie. Had Tyrell Sloan, who scored a try, 63 points. So was definitely on the back foot. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. We then had the late game. on Friday night. Stevie had a few players in this one, the Parramatta Eels and the Dolphins. He had Bryce Cartwright, 38, Junior Bolo, 44. Ewan Aitken got a 56, very solid score there for Ewan Aitken. But the big one, he ended up captaining Dill Brown, which in the 79th minute and 13th second, I was sitting there going, how good is this? Dill Brown's going to get 20. I'm going to absolutely shit in draft this week. And then Dill Brown scores the shittest try of all time to finish that game. Line break, try, I think it was three tackle breaks or something like that, to get his score to 60. So 120 as captain. I think before that it was sitting at about 23. So at that point we had a game on our hands. It was still there for me to win, but we had a game on our hands at that point. So that made it really interesting. Come to think of it, he probably would have won anyway, to be fair, old Stevie Hebner. But yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow. Had a little temper tantrum in the lounge room for that one. On Super Saturday, such a weird Super Saturday. I only had one player across the entire Saturday. I had Morgan Smithies, who played limited minutes because they were getting slapped in the first half. So that wasn't ideal. Came out with a 45, so not a train wreck, but a guy that's been scoring 60s the last few weeks. So not ideal, but sometimes you got to wear those. For Steve, he had a couple of players in Super Saturday. He had Stefano, 39, little win for me. Chrissy Randall, 33, little win for me. And Brian Kelly, who scored a 73. So from those three guys, he ended up with about 120 points. So 120 points from three players. That's probably a win in my favor. And we're really even going into Sunday. The thing was, on Sunday, I had one, two, three, four, five, six. I had seven players to come on Sunday and a captain. So essentially eight scores to come. So there was only two games. So to have eight scorers in two games was pretty wild. And Stevie had a couple himself as well. He had Connor Tracy, who knocked out a 71 with a very good performance. Mulatala, who killed it for a 94. And Sam Stonestreet that he brought in as well, who scored a try for a 41. I had, oh boy, I had Kai Pierce-Paul with an 84. I had Josh Curran with a 59. I had Greg Marshu with a 30. I had Scott Drinkwater, who got 57 as my captain, not ideal. I had Ruben Cotter, 55. Kyle Felt, 52. Reece Robson, 45. Britton Nicara, 41. And then I also brought in Chad Townsend just because I've got all these Cowboys. I thought, why not just grab Chad and we'll just lean into it. He got a 36 with a try assist. We'll take that from Chad. So yeah, that day, sorry, I had more than nine. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I actually had 10 scorers altogether on Sunday afternoon. So it was a big day out. And look, my Knights, obviously Kai Pierce-Paul did well. Josh Curran did well. Greg Marshu didn't do well. 30 Supercoach points, all in base, but didn't score a try, didn't get any attacking stats, and now that KP's out, kind of fucks him over. Had you told me KP wasn't going to play for the vast majority of the season, there's not a hope in hell I take Greg Marshu early on draft day. It was very, very reliant on Kalen Ponga. So far from ideal there. My Cowboys, considering they got played off the park, Robson 45, Felt 52, Cotter 55, Drinkwater 57. They all had pretty bang average games, to be honest with you. Britt Nicotera was disappointing, a 41. Yeah, it just wasn't a great week for me, unfortunately. Didn't score many tries. In fact, Lomax scored a try. I think that was my only try scorer from the entire weekend, I think. Yeah, I think that was my only try scorer. So, yeah, one of those weekends where you just not much goes your way, you don't score too many points. To be honest with you, considering I only scored one try this weekend, I scored 701. The Cowboys got played off the park. I'll take that. The Cowboys, I don't think they'll have too many games like that. I think they'll be high scoring in most of them. It's only against probably the top 4 to 6 teams that that's going to happen to them. So hopefully a good little wake-up call for my Cowboys. Scoring 701 with only one try over the weekend, I can sort of wear it. You have a look at Steve's game. Hughes scored. Sloan scored. Dill Brown scored as captain. Tracy, I think he scored. Maybe not. Mulatalo got a double. Stone streak scored. So he scored a lot of tries this weekend, but he was also missing Katoa, Lukey, Damien Cook and Cam Murray. So sometimes it goes for you, sometimes it doesn't. Wasn't our weekend this weekend. I think the biggest losses though for me is that Jack Cogger got dropped. Hopefully he gets back into that side soon because I really need him to get dual position to fill 5-8 for me because I do not want to run with Flano. And the other one was, of course, the Kalen Ponga injury. That really hurts Greg Marshu. So that is far from ideal for me. Not great at all. So not a good weekend for me. 701. as I said, I can take it. A lot of things went against me that weekend. Still got 700. So in a 14-man draft comp, you can sort of wear that as long as things improve into the future. Stevie, a good win though. 813. Having a very, very good season. I think that both of us will be in the top four at the end of the year. So on the ladder, that puts me in fifth place. As long as I can hang around that top four, I think during the origin period, I'll pick up quite a few points there. I think it's only maybe Robson, Cotter and Lomax that I'll lose during Origin. So I should be pretty strong during that period. So I'm confident I make up some points there. And I still think I can quite easily lock myself in to, as I yawn through the microphone, I think I can still lock myself into the top four there. Third overall for points scored, sitting fifth on the ladder. So about where we should be there. So happy with where we're sitting. Could be better. This weekend definitely could have been better, but as a whole, doing okay. This weekend, I think we take on the great Gregory. Now, Greg is, I don't think his team's doing overly well. Greg is sitting, oh no, he's sitting ninth. He's not doing too badly. Sitting in ninth, but he's got the 11 most points overall. So, yeah, definitely not doing as well as I am. But as we saw on the weekend, no matter who you're missing, how you're going, whatever, couple of tries, couple of low scores, you know, it can all change very, very quickly. So we'll see how we go this weekend. His big players that he's got in his team, I'll just get it up on game day and have a look at where our matchups are. I don't mind. Actually, my matchups aren't great. The Cowboys play the Panthers, so that's pretty fucked. That's not ideal, but good to get that game out of the way. I'd rather have it now than later in the year. If I have a look at the guys that he's got this weekend, as I act like I've never used this fucking app before and work my way through it. Guys that he's got, Mitchie Barnett, Cleese Haas, Benny Hunt. Ben Hunt on Anzac Day scares me. Victor Radley's been going good. Brandon Smith.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
With Cody Walker against Melbourne, that's good. We like that little matchup there. Remus Smith, Harper, Junior Tupu, Lindsay Smith, Scotty Sorensen, Trey Fuller, Sifatalakai, Jack Bird, Sipley, Tolungi, Hamiso, Paulo. Okay, so yeah, we're sitting all right there. I think that should be a game that we find a way to win. Hopefully Lomax can go big on Anzac Day as our vice captain, and that can make things a little bit easier for us as well. I think I learnt my lesson on the weekend too. Didn't play Tommy Eisenhuth. Motherfucker played 57 minutes and made 56 tackles. I think he's just a set and forget for me every single week as a 50-plus score in my CTWs. Bulldogs have got the bye this week, so we will be without Josh Curran, who's been great for us. Alex Twall will come in. He'll get us 40, 45, maybe a little bit more, hopefully. But yeah, we're sitting okay heading into this weekend. It'd be nice to get a W on the board off the back of an L. And once again, shout out to you, Stevie. You got to take your licks when you get done and dusted. And he absolutely gave it to me over the weekend.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.